Is it weird that sometimes I actually appreciate things about the Apple Festival? Like, it is actually nice to see everyone in town here. Like, maybe it's a little weird to run into Cassius and Jessica in the orchard, but it's nice just, like, running into Avis. She and I have been friends for years, like, since early high school, and we've been through so much together, like, that disastrous road trip we did senior year, and her dozens of parties in college, and, like, I think people are surprised to find out that we're such good friends because we're so different, but sometimes those differences are really what I admire in her. I don't know how she can be so spontaneous. Sometimes I'm jealous of that. Yeah, so I guess that's the scene that we were at, was Maeve's mother interrupting our little gathering, which was already splitting apart. And I think, Joe, you were playing her.
Yes. And did we decide that the speech already happened, or it didn't happen?
No, a speech has not happened yet. I think we should probably do a time skip forward after this scene.
To, like, the end of the speech?
The end of the night. Yeah, mm-hmm. Or something like that. Yeah. Because I think we've sort of, like, blocked this out as the first episode of the festival being morning. The morning.
Yeah.
Second one being around lunchtime. This one would be, you know, towards the evening.
Okay. Yeah.
But we got to do this cliffhanger thing first, and then we can time skip.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we hear Maeve's mother say, I can't remember what she said.
I think it's like, there you are, Maeve, or something.
Yeah, something like that. So I think Maeve is holding Vic's hand right now. I think we probably were doing that before stuff went down.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so I think still holding hands, she turns to see her and say hello.
You get like you get a pointed eyebrow sort of raise situation.
This is Victoria.
Hi, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. Then just sort of like a very careless toss of the eyes towards your direction, Victoria, back towards to Maeve. Right. If I could get you before the speech, we have about an hour or so. Looks around to like everyone sort of standing around. I hope you haven't forgotten.
Of course not.
Right. Feel free to mingle for just a few more minutes, if possible, and make your way back over to the stage. We have a few talking points to get through, and nothing that you have to necessarily concern yourself over. And just kind of goes into, like, very business-like talk. She has made it herself very clear of how this is who she is and how she speaks to Maeve
yep.
in front of everyone.
Yeah, and Maeve knows the drill. She knows where she's supposed to stand while her father talks and right. stuff. So she just goes along with it and brings Victoria along too.
I think if there's a moment when like your mother is out of earshot, Vic's just going to be like, do I need to like do anything as like a really big show, or should I just keep the small stuff? Like,
I think Maeve smirks while her mother's back is to them for a second. Maybe they're like walking in that direction. She shakes her head like, no, this is fine. And squeezes their hand.
Okay.
I think your mother, I think your mother asks for your attention away from Victoria for just like a second before her, your mom fully just sort of like goes off on her own as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think she comes over.
Maeve, you wouldn't happen to know exactly who is also distracting the festivities from happening? Are you able to stop those things?
Well, actually, that was what we were in the middle of doing when we ran into you.
Oh, You've already solved everything, ensuring we're not going to have to deal with it for an extended period of time.
I think she's nodding. She's like, actually, yeah, I've actually gotten pretty good at solving mysteries lately. So check that one off the list.
Very visible, like, confused little look. Solving what sort of mysteries again? Nothing that will cause any trouble.
Oh, we...
Hopefully.
We figure out who tore up the baseball field, so...
Okay. So, helpful, certainly. I love to hear that.
Well, Maeve's nodding slowly.
As long as it's not anything disruptive, I'm sure you can continue on solving mysteries. Just make sure you have your date come and stand next to the stage at some point, all right?
Yep. Will do. They already know the drill. I prepped them.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Maeve. I will see you very soon.
I think she nods and that maybe they do, like, a little, like, air kisses goodbye or something like that.
Ugh.
Ugh. You know. Something like that.
And then your mother parts.
Yeah, I think when you return back to Vic, Vic had, like, just gone off and brought you back, like, a hot cider or something.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Hot dog!
And she blows on it and she takes a sip.
All right, I think that can be the scene, this first opening scene, yes. As we transition into the later part of the day.
Yeah, unless anybody wants anything around the lunchtime period before we move on.
Not specifically.
All right, what are people up to? What are you doing, Avis, now that you are temporarily tagged as a member of Angel's crew?
No.
Because you're wearing Angel's shirt because she got you dirty from knocking you down into the dirt.
Yeah.
Angel, what are you doing?
Angel's loitering. Angel is looking bomb as fuck.
Right, you're just wearing a tank top in the cold October air.
No, Angel went and stole from Vic's car. We're close. We're buds. We're pals. Vic wouldn't care, surely.
Vic literally gave you the keys to go do that.
Yeah, oh, right. Fine. I forgot about that. Good.
Angel's just absolutely going to claim that it's theft. Angel has stolen, like, one of Vic's suit jackets. And so is wearing just, like, jeans and, a undershirt tank top and then a suit jacket on top. Like, the perfect combo of, like, classy and casual, and it's great.
Ready to give an E3 presentation.
Ready to give an E3 presentation. She's gonna tell y'all about Peggle 3.
About pegging.
Peggle 3! Yeah!
Avis would like to also commit theft alongside Angel.
We're loitering.
You mean like more theft?
We're loitering. More theft.
More theft.
More theft. Commit more theft.
More theft.
And I think definitely similarly to Angel, she uses a suit jacket. Something be something of a lighter color. Victoria is probably broader than Avis because Avis does not work out or go out. Well, she does go outside, but she doesn't touch dirt really. She does. In hilariously, like, brusque fashion, just sort of, like, takes her, like, shirt off just, like, in front of, like, the car. Angel and whoever else is probably able to see everything.
Jesus.
And they're able to see Jesus. and does Elle try to, like, cover Avis like an old lady or anything like that? Or just tits. Avis can get tits out if she wants to around L. Like, what's the situation?
Is Avis just like straight up just like changing? Like,
Yeah, she's just changing.
Oh, yeah. L's just kind of like, dude, what the hell? This is, we're out in public.
My tits can be out wherever they want to, okay?
Yeah, but like, there's also like, you know, kids at this festival.
Grow up. Like, I think she doesn't yell it at L. She's not yelling at L. She's yelling just into the world.
The hypothetical right children now. That are looking.
Hypothetical kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joe, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think Vic would have any of Avis's shirts already in that trunk?
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
If so, it's probably like, it probably smells funky because it's been in a car for a long time.
Yeah, probably.
Sitting next to gym bags and stuff.
Ew.
Yeah. No, okay,
to be clear,
so
it's not like a smelly, classic smelly gym bag. It's like, yeah, this is a gym bag where things get washed pretty
regularly.
Yeah,
it's a hygienic one.
Yes, yeah. Do you think Vic would have washed one, a piece of like Avis's bra or something, and just like forgot to give it back sort of situation?
You know, it's probably like, if Vic has any of Avis's clothes, it's probably like a, you know,
undies.
Yeah, I needed to get this back to you, but there was never an opportunity.
Yeah, never just like a, when am I going to get Avis's underwear back to her? Like, how am I supposed to do this? And just like it never happening.
So it's probably just like, yeah, in like a paper bag or something.
Right. That's so funny. But yeah, a couple of things. First of all, I was wearing like pink bell bottoms, and I think with like a cream colored, like a little bit of a bigger suit jacket. I think she has a belt that she just sort of puts around her waist to make like a really cool silhouette thing going on. And two, does Angel also react to Avis just like taking her shirt off? Just like so suddenly.
Genuinely, I think she just whistles.
Jesus.
What a pervert. Okay.
Come on, dude.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up. Yeah. I think Avis does what she does, and she roots around in someone's car who presumably has trusted her. But the wrong thing that Victoria did was trust Avis with keys.
Well, to be clear, Vic trusted Angel with the keys.
Yes. Right.
That is right. Slightly more important, or more reasonable.
Do you just have like is your trunk like have like a fake rack of like just like extra clothes or anything like that, like a business person, or is there just like,
no, I don't
there
think
just
it's
happens
like
to be dry cleaning.
I think it's like, yeah, maybe like I picked up some cleaning recently. And so there's stuff in there, but also there's like,
yeah. Because
gym stuff, and then the stuff that I needed to return.
Shitty
to
dorm laundry Avis. Units. Yeah. Avis very pointedly, after getting whistled at, just starts rooting through Victoria's backseat, like trunk, and like I think locates the paper bag, and just sort of goes like, she picks out like a really, I think it has to be kind of like a sexy bra, like probably something. It's fun if it's very conspicuous. So I think it's like a white bra or something with lots of frills. And Avis pointedly just sort of goes, oh, this is mine. And then puts it in an inner suit jacket pocket situation. Any reactions from Angel or L?
I think after the initial chiding, Angel would have just done the, like, throws hands up, my bad, turns around, ignores everything.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
She's stupid, but she's not stupid.
Hey, L, I had an extremely toxic thought.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Normal thing to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
just
you
L
would.
Going, oh boy.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like, of course you would. What is it?
Do you think Vic and Maeve, you know,
might?
I mean, like, ever since, like, it was already kind of surprising that they'd may have decided that Vic would be the like plum farm boyfriend situation, right? Well, I guess like it feels like a situation where like Maeve's mom doesn't really like acknowledge or talk about her being bi. So like it hasn't ever been a problem. But anyway, I'm not talking about that. Mm-hmm. what I am talking about is, do you think Vic and Maeve might end up dating or something like that? Even for like a little bit, like kind of like a fake dating to lovers situation.
Maybe, but I don't think it's going to end well.
Specifically, it might not end well because like sometimes I look at Vic and I.
Yeah, I think it's just going to like blow up in their faces or something.
Why do you think that's going to happen? Is it because of anything in particular about their like problems with themselves, or is it?
I just personally think it'd be maybe a little funny.
Okay, because
I think at that point, Angel's gonna turn around and raise an eyebrow and be like, "Huh?" It's like, it's such a weird way to phrase it, as far as Angel's concerned. It's like,
the two most toxic people you've ever
met. Yeah.
And Avis, like,
why do you ask?
Avis doesn't regard Angel, even though she's like actively talking in front of them, in front of her. And just sort of goes, so I don't know, because like this made me think about like holds up the bra that she found in Vic's car. It's making me think about if I might have to compete with Vic's time whenever I want them, and if Maeve is in the middle of that. I don't know. And as she's speaking, like just like a mm-hmm. horrific, mischievous smile beginning to like creep on her face.
So you're looking just to cause problems between those two?
Not necessarily. I'm just saying if Vic becomes inaccessible to me entirely, we haven't like hooked up in like months at this point, so it's not like it's not like I was thinking about it until now. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not like they're dating right now.
I'm just saying that they might. So, like, are you saying that I should hook up with Vic sometime during the festival and then just, like, sort of be done with it and then Maeve is safe for a couple months or something?
Yeah, if they say no, then, like, I think that's a good indicator that maybe something's gonna happen between Maeve and Vic.
You know what? I think we should... Yeah, let's try.
Wait, why... Why does it sound like that I'm gonna be involved in this?
No. I don't want you to be involved.
Thank God. Please don't involve me in this.
But you don't have plausible deniability because Angel is here.
I did also suggest this. And mm-hmm. then Al looks at like Angel's like just straight up just like Angel's like right in front of them, right?
Yeah, yep. Angel's just been standing here.
Al just like stage whispers to Ava's like, should we kill this one?
Angel texting the entire crew group chat, if I don't show up at the next meeting, I had to go, it was Haven.
Yeah. Should we kill this person?
Should we kill? I think we gotta kill this guy,
Haven. We gotta kill this guy, Haven.
Hell yeah. Avis just sort of like looks at Angel and is like, she's not gonna say anything.
Why not?
Because we'll kill you otherwise.
No.
You know, that's a very valid point, actually.
Thank you.
I gotta do a move. I wonder if this is a fight to get Angel to not say anything about it.
Trying to intimidate Angel into not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it would be anything else. And action is if, like, you are reacting to danger, right?
Yeah.
I
think
so, okay.
Yeah, I think it would either be a relationship move or a fight move.
What's your fight stat?
Yeah, we don't presently have any relationships. My fight stat is body. So how fight works with body, you got the physical skills to get what you need done. If it's a personal attack, then you have the evidence on hand in case someone demands proof. If you're punching someone in the face, then you're strong enough or quick enough or whatever is physically the right thing to get the job done. I don't believe it's violence so much as just like an intimidating gesture.
Yeah, this is like a social thing you're doing.
Yes, this is a social thing. And I will roll. So I got a 7 because I have a +1 in body. So let's see. That's honestly
okay,
perfect.
Okay, well, I have a question for you. Do you think being currently socially marked as Angel's crew member?
Ooh. Oh, I would totally get a -1 or something.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I fail.
Fuck.
Damn.
So I think...
Rip.
I think definitely carrying over into like the like taking my shirt off in front of her and finding a bra in Vic's car and then like saying I think taking everything that I've done socially with my body. I mean, however Angel reacts to it at this point, I think you know at the very least Avis is attempting to leverage the fact that she is so like physically confident in herself at this moment to like potentially mess up a hypothetical relationship that it can very much the social fight that Avis is attempting to instigate you can take however it goes.
So with the minus that ended up being a 6, right? So that doesn't Angel doesn't have to be like intimidated by this,
right?
Okay, because I think a fun response would be, I feel like Angel just, like, reaches past you and shuts the door. Like, not slamming it, but just, like, firmly shuts the door to Vic's car. And is just like, listen, I don't know what y'all's history is. We don't talk about that kind of thing. But Vic's my friend. And you seem mostly chill. And Maeve's my friend. So, for the sake of literally everybody here and them, you don't want to do that. You don't want to know what the fallout of that's going to be, because you don't want to see what happens when my friends get hurt. And if it's okay with y'all, I want to activate a fancy move that I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yes!
I love to hear about a fancy move.
Please.
Listen to me for once and don't do this.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
When you shut someone down for their own good.
It's a perfect time to do
that.
Oh, my God.
It's called Listen to Me for Once and Don't Do This, and it's when you shut someone down for their own good, I get to roll plus hard. On a 10 or higher, they choose to back down from what they were doing and remove a condition. Or go ahead anyway, gain XP, and choose 2 of the options from the list. The list of bad things that happen if you go ahead. Or on a 7-9, you choose to back down, remove a condition, and change your relationship. Or go ahead anyway, gain an XP, and choose 1 from the list.
Oh. And the list is this action costs more than it should have, it hurts more people than it should have, or they get a cliffhanger.
And those are spicy options.
Those are very spicy options. I think you feel free to roll, but I think what Ava says in response, like an asshole, is like, listen, Vic and Maeve are also my friends, but what you do need to know is I absolutely would want to know what happens.
Is Angel also saying this to L too?
I think just in general, kind of.
Okay.
Just like, don't fuck this up for my friends.
Okay, yeah. Because I haven't moved then.
Yes.
When someone tries to make you do something, roll plus rash.
Yes.
Yes.
Does this count as being told what to do?
Yes.
Sure, because right. you're asking to be quiet or not interfere.
Roll.
Okay,
roll.
Let Rem roll first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have Ruby roll.
I have an important question that will matter for my role, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this social status of being perceived as part of my crew? Let me count Avis yes. for strength in numbers, where I get plus one for each member of my crew present.
Oh, no.
That's once per episode. You want to use that now? That's my question
I think this is the coolest time to do it.
You want to use that now for a little shit like
I think this is the coolest time to do it.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Get your plus one from strength in numbers because Angel...
Sure.
Because...
Please succeed so that I can get rid of this condition.
Yeah.
I'm just a little dude who also is maybe might be part of ruining your relationship.
Oh my
god! You got a 12.
Dear Lord. Fucking
hell. Hey.
All right, time for L's move, which is called "Look, there was a string attached."
Yeah, I also got a 12. What do we do?
All right,
on a 10 plus, friend.
You may say no, and they'll back down. Bank one clue. Well, you'll get a clue. Maybe that means that doesn't apply to L and only applies to Avis.
Elvis.
Oh so it only applies to Avis. Name. It doesn't apply to L.
Ship name.
Like Angel's role. Mm. Does that sound good? So you still get that 12 on
totally.
Avis.
Okay. So you back down and remove a condition, or you decide you're going to go ahead anyway, you get an XP and choose two of those bad things.
I think it's really funny if Avis backs down here, but L like doubles down and is like, no, actually, I want Avis to mess up this relationship.
I am going to get Victoria to hook up with Avis and arrange it myself.
Yeah, I'll get them to fuck myself.
Oh my god.
They don't say that. They don't say that.
Okay. No. Avis and I desperately want her to not be socially. I don't want to give anyone any benefit because of my presence. So fuck you, Rem. Avis is going to back down. I think Avis just sort of like, she puts her hands up, like kind of mocking the way that Angel did. Okay. Sounds like you also have stake in them as... It sounds like I might get into some actual trouble, so sure. And I wouldn't want my favorite party goers to stop going to my parties.
All right, remove a condition. You no longer are an Angel crew member.
Which makes sense, because you did change your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Full circle.
I'm still goat-shitted, but...
Is joining the gang really that easy? It's just changing a shirt?
Did you leave Angel's shirt in Vic's trunk?
I don't know. I might have just given it back to Angel.
Angel puts it in the trunk because now she's wearing a cooler shirt.
That's fair. That makes sense. It's an upgrade.
I've traded you my dinosaur shirt for your suit jacket.
I think like L. Oh, like
so what happens when we
write that down for 3 seasons from now?
One day I'll upgrade all the way from this paperclip to a house.
Woo!
Bank one clue.
Oh, yeah, right. L gets to bank a clue. The mystery, right.
That's so interesting.
Oh, right, the mystery.
Right, the mystery. The season mystery. All right. And also the episode mystery. As a reminder, the season mystery is the Secrets Revealed account. Who is behind it? What do they hope to gain? And the episode mystery is... I can't find it on the tabs here, but it's about the stolen portrait from the city counselor's office.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean out of the frying pan and onto the firehouse?
Right, I do mean that. Why is it called episode 2? Isn't that episode 3? No, I guess it's still episode mystery 2.
It's episode mystery 2. It's like the number is before the word mystery for some reason.
Yeah. I would like for it to be about the episode or the arc mystery or whatever it is.
But yeah. So is Avis like backing down from like...
Yeah, Avis backed down.
L hasn't though, right?
L hasn't. And L gets a clue.
Okay, yeah. It's up to you.
Yeah, I think L just like under the rest, like, can't tell me what to do.
That's okay. It worked on the important person.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
It worked on the person who was actively going to do the thing.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Okay, so so Elle is going to go to Vic and be like,
you have to have sex with Avis right now or someone's going to die.
It's for the sake of the world order.
That's a really funny thing to be for, like, the very first time Elle and Vic actually talk on recording.
Right, I think this is why Elle's, like, more fine with this, because, to be honest, Elle's not really friends with Maeve and Vic. Just kind of know.
Oh my god, right. Also, there's no stake for Elle to be a weirdo.
Yeah, like, it's true. Okay, Linus... What are you up to?
Hold on, real quick, before we cut away, do we want to figure out what that clue is?
Right, what's the clue?
We were talking about that before.
The season mystery sheet. As a reminder for everyone, we have two banked clues currently. No, we don't. We don't have any unused clues yet for the season mystery. Right now, we have one clue tacked onto Victoria as a suspect who... Because Victoria knows secrets. We have one clue tacked onto the counter hacker who hacked Jack because they knew about the cameras. And we have one clue tacked onto Linus because Linus is an information broker of sorts.
That's it.
And that's all the clues we have for the season mystery, which needs four clues onto one person for it to be solved.
We're so good at this.
Listen, we're only on the second episode mystery, okay?
Listen, it's very much happens when you can only put out one episode a month. That's all.
It took Veronica Mars, like, 30 episodes to figure out her season mystery, so we're doing pretty good for two episodes.
A season of television is 26 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, and we've already got... four suspects.
Yeah, we're only 13 episodes in, so we're where Veronica Mars would be at 13 episodes.
That's pretty inspiring.
And if we count it as two episodes, we're super speedrunning this.
Yeah.
But Ribby, feel free to make up whatever you want for this.
I genuinely can't really think of anything.
Yeah.
Could it be a clue about any of Elle's things?
It could also be a clue for Elle's personal mystery, if you wanted, which is that Elle has been framed for the crime of burning down the house that we had the party in, who's doing it and why. And you currently have two unbanked clues for that, which is a gang symbol and a clue, undefined.
Awesome.
We're so good.
Ruby, it might be interesting. Oh, sorry. Cassidy?
If we want it to be a season mystery clue, there's a lot of people talking about Victoria in that scene. We could make up a clue that would maybe fit Victoria, who's on that list.
So true. Whatever this conversation did made Elle she
might
think
have,
of it.
They might have something in their car.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, either that or it could just be like, damn, Victoria talks to a lot of people, huh?
Yeah, actually, I like that.
Damn, you know everybody around here.
Yeah. How many people do you know?
Oh, it's a suspicious amount.
We found a big Rolodex in the trunk.
Victoria's contacts are a fucking mess.
Why do you know so many people? How you a narc?
Should I just write extensive contacts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like extensive contact network or something.
Does Victoria actually keep people like by name in their phone? Or is it just like, from class.
I think it is like anyone that they don't talk to regularly is probably just like first name, last name or whatever, or like first name and then parentheses location of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So like makes it sense. Might for if I was just going to pick a random NPC off the list, like Heathcliff's probably in there. It just is like Cliff, but if Linda's in there, it would be like Linda parentheses RA, close parentheses.
That's fair.
You think it makes sense for Avis to perhaps be snooping in the back of Vic's trunk and accidentally find something related to her contacts? Like, even if the intention was for wearing something of Vic's.
Do you know what would be crazy? If they were like, if there's like a paper trail of certain contexts, certain conversations. God.
There might be some business cards back there.
Okay, should I write pile of business cards?
I think the business cards can still be indicative of a contact network.
All right, I'm going to say extensive contact network parentheses of business cards.
I want it to be like, you know, those business card cases or whatever, but like L might find it and just kind of maybe specifically goes, even with like L's understanding of the area, just like these people are in like specific corporations, specific constructions, specific like names. Mm-hmm. Or something along those lines.
Isn't this the business card of that councilman whose shit got stolen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Several council people.
Crazy.
Damn, that's fucking wild.
But yeah.
All right. Is that the scene? Does anything else need to be done here?
Yes.
Does anybody want anything? Okay.
All right, Linus, what are you and Hunter doing?
What a great question. And also, me and Hunter.
I think Jessica's there, too, because she wasn't with the other scenes.
Okay, you decided that Jessica...
Jessica's with you, too. Scene. I've decided.
I love that the scene that has the most of Angel's crew in it does not have Angel.
You didn't tell Jessica to come with you. She's not gonna,
Would she have listened?
She doesn't like you.
She's trying to get her own crew.
Oh, that's true.
By stealing all of your crew.
This is her power play attempt moment.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Though I imagine Hunter can text
Angel. She's going for who she sees as the weakest link.
Oh, wow. It's kind of flattering, really.
Oh, she means Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, I remember we established that, like, Hunter's no longer the newest guy.
Oh, right.
And that was his status, the new guy in the crew. Yeah.
Right.
So that could apply to both of them.
That's right. That was two for one.
Two for one deal. Wow.
That's great value. You can't really mess. You can't turn that down.
I agree. Thinking about it, I've maybe been struggling to come up with a scene idea with just those two, though probably we're getting replacement donuts. So we're eventually going back to we got them from El's sister's place, right? Like the sure.
Yeah, probably.
Hazel's Bakery.
Hazel's Bakery. Mm-hmm. That is what I remember of where we got the donuts, at least. So we probably end up back there before like Linus needs to like excuse himself in a lame ass way. Just, I guess, having donuts. I also don't think this needs to be a long scene either.
All right. And then if you want to pull Maeve and Victoria in too, they're also near the stage if you want to do that after. But
Okay.
Yeah, they haven't really interacted, these three characters.
Yeah.
That is true.
But yeah, we definitely see you getting donuts with Jessica and Hunter. And then you're going back to your workstation with the electronics and the mixers.
Essentially, yeah. So it does look like Linus is like almost having fun to a degree, but I almost imagine it like a very far away camera shot where you don't see what the three of them are saying, like if Vic and Maeve are perhaps just people watching, which seems like something they might do.
Yeah.
Linus is like a little going through the motions of trying to seem like trying to like justify himself being there, maybe like starting fake arguments.
I think for the right, whether or not this is said within an audible range of anything that matters, Hunter is absolutely asking Linus all sorts of donut flavor opinions.
Okay. Oh my God. That's probably where where the pitch is the highest, most definitely. Which doesn't make sense because they look like they're having, from far away, it looks like they're having a really intense conversation, but they're pointing at the donuts that they're eating. So clearly it can't be that serious. And it looks nice. And Maeve and Vic probably get like a quick goodbye exchange where Linus excuses himself and sits alone, like as they probably have time before Maeve needs to do her thing, where Linus is like sort of back to the world, and those two can approach Linus whenever they want.
Yeah, there's probably like benches around just to sit on.
Oh, yeah, because this is like the whole outdoor area.
Yeah, there's probably like picnic tables and stuff for sure.
Oh, I kind of want to lean into the thing that we just did with the clue.
Please do.
So I think like Vic might nudge Maeve in that direction of being like a tilts the head, like, I'm gonna walk over this way. Come with me, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
And Vic's just gonna like walk up the lines and be like, hey, you're new around here, aren't you?
He whirls around in what seems like surprise that he is once again being addressed for a singular time that day after already having like literally the same question being asked to him, like not just a few hours ago by someone else.
Small towns, am I right?
literally. And he sees the two of you and like clocks Maeve for a beat longer and composes himself. And is like, smooth shirt. It's Victorian Maeve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can relax. We're not here to like start a business deal or anything.
I hope my mom's not giving you too hard of a hard time.
Oh, he admittedly does not relax at the mention of your mom.
Yeah.
Like that's for sure. And yeah, that makes sense to me. You're right. And besides even like any sort of business thing, I know of you guys at the least. What's up? You enjoying yourselves today?
Yeah, I think like Vic will go over Maeve. Like, I'm having a pretty good time.
I think Maeve pushes some of her hair behind her ear and she says, yeah, I'm having a good time.
That's awesome. And I suppose I will be seeing you guys a little bit from back there. And he points like to the stage where you can see probably like pretty well hidden from the main view of the audience is like a very, very tiny sound booth just at the bottom of the like the foot of the stage with a few seats and several expensive like what look like DAWs scattered around and panels and shit. That's where I'm gonna be.
So is this your first time at the Apple Festival?
I debated even coming if I didn't have, I guess, an obligation or like the connection or the job listing that your dad put out, because there are not a lot of, he almost stops himself, but it kind of blurts out, not a lot of things to do here.
That's
yeah,
true.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my plan to stay. I'm still figuring it out. Sort of crosses his arms.
Well, what are your socials? I'll DM you next time Avis hosts a party. She picks out her phone.
There's like a, he somehow gets like more rigid than before, if possible. It's like, okay.
No pressure though, if you're like, if you don't use social media. That was just the, do you go to school? Maybe I can contact you on campus.
He starts to trip over himself. Avis is just wild card, am I right? Anyway.
That is also true.
Yeah. He like hands his phone over to Maeve.
Yeah, I think Maeve goes in and she looks at the app. She like, you know, pulls up the button that makes the QR code and then scans the QR code on her phone and then like follows Linus's accounts. I think she's one of those people that has like a million, like following a million things on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, and Linus, there's an undeniably impressed look on his face as he glances quickly at that and then you get like a little I don't know if I can do it with my mouse, like the notification.
Yeah.
And you see that he followed you back. Yeah, that's...
Don't worry, most of the parties don't end like the one that happened a couple weeks ago.
That is a huge relief, but I'm guessing Avis hosts all of them? Like, that's the understanding anyway, right? Like...
Most of them.
No one hosts as many as she does.
Okay. All right. I guess that's the thing that people do for fun then, huh?
Like you said, there's not much else around here.
Fair enough. Geez, kind of makes... I can't imagine growing up here. That would honestly be so boring. And then...
I mean, there are some places you can go that aren't just like party nonstop.
Okay.
I mean, I can show you around sometime or something.
I disagree.
Goodness. Like, Linus takes a solid stride and then for a minute nods thoughtfully and then sort of narrows his eyes. I'm trying to see if a move's like applicable here because you guys are being awfully nice to me.
Yeah.
And he's clocking it, but he doesn't know what to do about it.
Let's see. There's always open up if we want to reveal something personal. I just checked my relationships. I don't have an empty spot to add you to my relationships.
Wow.
Mine are,
you could kick someone out.
I could bump someone. If I bump someone up to good friend, I could put you in acquaintance. Or I could kick someone out. But
unfortunately, I only have room for rivals and enemies.
I forgot that you don't have any friends anymore.
Damn,
you have a best friend, but you don't have any good friends anymore. Jeez. Yeah, well, I can't level up right now to add an extra acquaintance slot.
Mechanically disincentivized.
But you could add us. It doesn't have to be mutual.
That's true. Yeah. It could be one-sided.
You could roll to open up here.
Okay.
Well, you don't, and also, open up, we don't need to be friends for that. That was just if you wanted to roll acquaintance. Because I can't roll it for you.
Of course. I do think it makes sense.
We used to, parentheses not, close parentheses, be friends.
We were not for, I think I will roll that then. Because it was probably heading there anyway.
Yeah, you're being open about not knowing what to do socially in this area. I feel like that can be considered personal.
Okay, I got a 9.
Real quick, I'm going to read the open up with soft, because you do open up with soft.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I would add 2. Okay, thank you.
You connect with people. You understand emotions and are willing to talk about them with people. Not just to your own. You know that other people need to speak. You're genuine. You're honest. Even if you aren't, that's how you come across.
Mm-hmm.
I think Linus is definitely coming across that way because Maeve's like, oh yeah, it was terrible to grow up here. Like, you know?
For sure.
So that was already hitting
like,
for her.
Like, even throughout the awkwardness. Yeah, like, it's very clear that, like, physically, he's having a hard time figuring out how to conduct himself. But, like, verbally, he's very much navigating it just fine. Like, he's, like, if there was a graphic depiction, there's like decision trees in his brain and he's like, yes, I see where this is going, I see where this could go.
We're getting those little music notes of happiness like in Persona 5 when you click the best option.
Yes.
Yeah,
our social link is going up.
Amazing. And then
so you ended up getting
an 11 then.
11.
What does that mean?
You choose one from the first list, or choose two from the first list and one from the second list. And the one list is like the benefits. The second list is the complications.
Okay.
And you can choose the same thing twice.
I think I don't have any conditions. They listen to me. And, well, I don't have anything to say, or I don't have anything to ask of them quite yet. I was honestly waiting for a shoe to drop where Vic is asking Linus for a favor because
I gotta set you up for that first.
Okay.
Well, if you choose two from the first list and one from the second list, list two lets people say what they want from you. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We can just keep talking too if you're not sure what to pick yet.
Yeah, yeah. I'll keep these in my mind as we go.
Yeah, you don't have any conditions, so that's not the most obvious one crossed off the list.
Yeah, that's okay. Linus is like sort of, as he's maybe rocking on his feet a bit, easing up as this conversation is going on. What was the last thing that we said?
Vic was like, I can show you around sometime.
Mm.
I bet you haven't even figured out how to get into Wonderland yet.
Yeah, his eyebrows for sure fly up at that name drop, because he seems almost a little offended and then resigned. Like, that's true. I've not heard. No, I haven't. You got me there.
Yeah, it's not so hard. Just gotta know the right people. And lucky for you, I know the right people.
Lucky for me. Yeah. feeling very, yeah, like my, will be honest, I've already met so many new people today that I'm having a hard time really making sense of it all, like beyond being lucky. That's,
yeah, this is an overwhelming event. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, like there's a minor amount of pressure on me, but I'm not like, I don't need to be visible, so I guess that's slightly more pressure on you two, if I'm not mistaken.
Speaking of being visible, is there like a specific spot you think we should stand for the best lighting or anything?
Maeve sighs and looks at the ground. And recovers quickly.
Linus, like, almost half turns away to, like, subtly give her some dignity as that goes on. And he seriously examines, like, the stage layout and puts his thumb to his chin, like, it really only matters that you make a decision. And then it's sort of my job to frame the lights, because there's like a string horizontally set. He points like to the top, like above the stage, where you see like that row of lights that are typically above a theater, like high beam fluorescents, that aren't on yet, but they're all, you know, pretty big. And he points again to his little panel. And if it's really just a matter of making you look good, it's not a big deal, like, but also if you want it to be subtle, that's probably preferable, so that the people on the stage don't feel like they're missing something, you know?
Yeah.
The only thing I know about stage lighting that's really important is that you look a little faded out under fluorescence. So if you have makeup on, you probably want to add just a little more. And then he crosses his arms like, I did a few stints of theater in high school, and that's how I know.
I think Maeve nods, and then she says, "Oh, do you think you're going to go out for the productions at Pants?"
I mean, he sighs and unfolds his arms again. I've heard that they're actually pretty good. Like the major that I have is definitely not best suited for a liberal arts college, so I know that the arts are good here. I just know that there also happens to be some drama in the theater department right now. Through Avis.
Nodding.
Yeah, if you're trying to stay away from Avis, that's probably a bad place to be.
I mean,
okay, but who actually wants to stay away from Avis? She's like a magnet. I say, yeah. Smiling, because I, you know, she's my friend.
Yeah.
Out of character, you know.
She is, but yeah. Linus almost seems like a little scared of Avis just at the repeated mentions, but he's nodding along. Like,
we can't stop talking about her for some reason today.
Rent free. Like, she's not even in the scene, and I'm already figuring out a potential one directional relationship change with her. I just don't know what it's going to be yet. Yeah, that's long story short, medium story short, I can do that for you. And look, I know how transactions and shit go. You don't have to consider it a favor for showing me around. I just think it would be nice to hang out at any other day when people are social because they choose to be, you know? Not because there's an event going on.
These events are social contracts, so.
Avis comes in.
Yeah. No. Does Avis come in?
No.
It would be funny, but
the
no.
Avis in your head is speaking.
Yeah, I think Maeve is like, don't worry, I understand completely.
But, yeah, I've had thoughts about doing tech. Every arts department needs someone who knows how to turn on all the shit in their classrooms, you know? So, I don't know. Is that, what are you guys into? And I think the conversation can continue like that. Mm-hmm. Unless, because I'm looking at...
Oh, yeah, you got to pick your stuff.
I'm looking at my stuff, yeah. They tell you what they want from you.
If you would like some suggestions.
I would love a suggestion.
I think based on the conversation we had here, you could easily pull like two, they understand you and become a better friend, and then they tell you something they want from you.
Mm-hmm. That does make sense, and I could add that to my friends list for both of you.
And then, you know, like Vic was like, yeah, where should we stand and all that shit.
Okay. And then
I'd also like trying to make plans for the future.
Yes, the future promise for friends. So that works out. Does that mean go for acquaintance? I feel like acquaintance.
I'm fine with putting Linus in my good friends because you earned it with a role. And that I feel like Maeve was like agreeing with almost everything Linus is saying.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm good with just putting you there for Maeve.
Okay.
It's strange, but I also think, I don't know, Maeve is a people person. Like, she'll, you know, she's like, okay, this is someone I want to be introducing to the ways of Puddingston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't add you on my list because I literally don't have space for you. I don't think you're my rival or my enemy.
Yes. Also, something that's just very funny about the tech geeks, setup is that I don't have any space in good friends. I got that all snatched up right. by Jack.
Yeah.
Because tech geeks notoriously don't have friends in these sorts of like genre films.
You have
and
one
shit.
Best friend.
I got one best friend. So acquaintances it'll be my namesake place, but in reality that's for people that I'm getting to know.
Yeah. It's so that funny. The Linus is now a better friend to Maeve than Faiz, Victoria, and Angel.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That is funny. That's just what happens in the nature of play.
Avis is on your list twice, by the way.
But yeah, Avis is my best friend. Oh, yeah. Best friend, good friend are not the same thing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about putting Vic as best friend, but I didn't know if we had the narrative juice to do that.
Yeah, I don't think we're there. I think we would, like, after this, you could do that, but...
Right.
Anyways, what are other people doing? I think we zoom out on that scene.
Yeah.
I think...
I agree.
That conversation trails off.
Yeah, you know, Maeve starts talking about the environmental department and stuff.
Mm.
Now that you've had this heated interaction with Angel, Avis, Elle, what are the three of you doing, either together or apart?
It'd be hilarious if we're just, like, vibing.
Yeah.
After that, you're just like
we're just kind of friends
you
now.
You confronted each other. It's like, actually, everything's all right.
I know we just got into a fight, but do you want to go put plastic baby heads in the punch?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, good. They're going to get melted in the hot cider.
Ditch the square. Do some weird shit.
I think Avis is like, so you've actually always lived here.
I'm sorry. It's like, where were you for the first 8 episodes?
You're real, is what you're saying.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Crazy.
I used to date Maeve.
What?
Yeah?
Tell me so much more about that.
There is literally nothing to tell. It lasted like 3 weeks in middle school.
High school.
Angel doesn't freshman remember year? Shit.
Maybe.
Do you know that's how many so times funny. Angel has hit her head?
I don't blame her for not knowing this. For listener reference.
The one thing?
Yeah, for listener reference. It
yeah,
was
no,
school.
This is an editor's note. Editor's note.
The one school. Thing, honestly, is I don't know if Avis has been here since high school. I know she's definitely been here. Like, I honestly cannot recall if I've said anything about her being here.
She's been here since high school, at least.
Okay.
Because I think that Maeve and Avis went on a semi-disastrous road trip after high school graduation to, like, Boston and New York. And it was fine. But also, they don't talk about it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They almost died in a car accident. It's fine. It's fine. That's my headcanon.
Love that. I love that.
Now I'm putting it into the actual show.
That makes it real canon.
Yeah.
That makes it real canon. Okay, great. I think it's just a hilarious thing of like Avis. Yeah, we've just missed each other this entire time, which is kind of insane.
on the days where Vic hooks up with Avis, Angel's off doing other stuff.
Literally.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you said you hung around with Victoria a lot. We hang out. But differently, not that way.
But differently. There's only two ways of hanging out with anybody. Okay. I'm still so, like, interested and caught up on...
I was, like, literally at your party, is the thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm seeing some of the, like, steps here, but, like, that doesn't mean that I know who you are.
Right. Okay.
How do you know me? Just like the girl that always hosts parties, like water?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the person whose parties I crash.
You do a great job at crashing them.
Appreciate it. I work really hard on it. It's an art.
Uh-huh.
You know the graffiti on the overpass outside town?
Yes, of
course. Yeah, that was me.
An artist.
Yeah, yeah. No, not that overpass though. Not the one you're thinking of. It's the other one. The one on the south side.
Oh. Just completely deflates. Interesting.
Yeah, the one that's just like solid green rectangle. That one was
and that's truly it. Okay, well, nice to meet you. Finally.
Angel's just awkwardly hands in pockets trying to figure out how to hold a conversation. Yeah. Nice to meet you too, I guess. I think she just blanks. She looks like she's going to say something, and then she just, like, shuts up.
Yeah, literally, exactly. Okay, well, I think the speech is about to start, so let's actually meet up with our friends.
Then in that case, I have to call somebody, but yes, I'll meet you there.
Warren, let's go, Elle.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Rem, do you want to call somebody on screen or do you want it to be off screen?
I want it to be off screen and just have Angel show up like a minute after them.
Okay, great. Yeah, so this is the like, what is this speech? It's like the, you know, Puddingston, the proud tradition of the Plum Puddingstone Orchard, blah, blah, yep. blah. I'm here just as my father and my father's father to present our blah, 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 you know, kind of stuff. I don't think there's anything particularly that needs to happen on screen for it. I think, you know, Maeve is there with her mother and Vic, they're there to be like, oh, clap, 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 you know. I think after that, though, after the speech ends is when I think they have like a tradition of like there's like the dancing starts right after that and there's live music.
Yeah, I think there's probably like a few minute break before. Let's like give people time to get over and ready.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Was anybody doing anything during the speech or anything that we need to highlight before we move on?
off-screen phone call.
But we're, yeah.
An off-screen phone call, and I want to find another mushroom circle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could totally be out and looking for that. Yeah. I don't know if there is another one. Should we roll a fortune die to see if there's one?
You could go back to the same one.
Or you can go back to the same one. I mean, the first one you found, I never said how big it was. I think it's big. It's definitely big enough for...
For two people to jump into.
Yeah, two people to jump into. I think two people to, like, sit down, crisscross applesauce style inside.
You could have a picnic in there.
Yeah, it's big.
What if Elle and I try again
mm-hmm.
to jump in and then see what happens? And then we can kind of, like, intersperse it cinematically for the, like, end. You know what I mean?
I like that. Yeah, you two be having a conversation inside it while the other characters are having things happen.
Yeah, we just skip the, like, fuck the speech, whatever, we don't give a shit.
Who gives a shit, you know?
I don't.
Yeah. Only the people that have to be there.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with that conversation here, or should we come back to that?
I don't know. What is more interesting to, like, should we set up that they, like, decide to, like, go fuck off when the speech starts, and then from there, whatever happens during the speech happens, and then we can go back? Or is
maybe we're seeing the speech, and then while we hear the, you know, the boring
wah, 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 the
view cuts to watching Avis and Elle walk back through the orchard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should we just, like, do each scene or go back and forth?
If you want to go back and forth with this, we can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if you wanted to start there before we go through some other scenes first.
I'm fine to set it up, basically, and then, like, come back to it as it becomes interesting.
And then, I think we should, like, watch this first setup thing before we go to the other stuff that happens during the speech and dance. Cool.
Yeah, so this was, like, there's a gap between some of the trees. And in it, there is a circle of white mushrooms on the ground poking up through the grass. And I think you remember clearly where it was, Avis, right? Because it was exciting to find.
Yep.
Yeah, do you do anything as you special as you approach it this time?
And Elle, you're with me, right? Unless you decide to do something. Okay. I think how we also even started is as Angel and, like, whoever else just sort of, like, start to go towards the speech area, stage area. I kind of just, like, pull on Elle's jacket so that, like, sneaky back with me, just to, like, it's very much like, let's not fucking do this. It's gonna be stupid.
Thank God I was gonna sleep standing up.
Do you want to take a nap?
No, I'm good.
No, I mean, like, I want to take a nap.
Oh, okay, sure.
And then I wanted you to agree with me so that, you know.
Sure.
There's enough room in the fairy circle for you to, like, curl up lying down inside it.
Awesome.
Both of you.
I still don't believe in this kind of thing, but, like, is sleeping in the fairy circle gonna do anything?
Ideally, we get sucked into, like, a new world or something.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That sounds cool. Fuck, I might as well give it a shot.
And I think... What am I trying to say? I think it is just a very much like a sit and lay down within it. I probably make Elle take like an aesthetic picture of me. But then otherwise, Avis will ask Elle if like curling up together is cool with them.
I think it's better just to like just sleep side by side, not touching each other.
That's super fine. But yeah, there's like no problem with that. And I think Avis's mindset about sleeping is sleepover mindset, so it's like really just talking.
Right. But you're lying down.
Yes, exactly. And just sort of I think Avis says to Elle, whether or not Elle has already attempted to start falling asleep, can I ask you a normal question or a crazy question?
Sure.
Which one?
Let's start with the crazy one first.
Am I a bad person?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't worry, so am I.
How are you a bad person?
I steal a lot of things.
That's not a bad thing. Yeah. That's not a bad person thing.
Eh, I steal a lot of things. I just cause trouble for people because I'm bored.
I was just going to say it's only bad if we're stealing from poor people, and we did expressly do that today.
Yeah. I did steal $10 from, like, that one nerdy kid. I didn't need to. I just felt like it.
Yeah. But, oh my god, are bad people together?
Yeah. What was your normal question if that was a crazy one?
The normal question was just, like, how are you doing with, like, all of your brother and shit? Like, I know that's still sort of something ambiently a problem of yours.
Well, none of his gang members have approached me lately, so I figured that, like, it's probably going to blow over anytime soon.
But will you be able to, like, handle it?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Press X to doubt? Like, I don't have to be worried about you if you don't want me to be worried about you, but, like, I am.
Well, if anything happens, I'll let you know. You'll be the... I was going to say first, but no, I think the first person I let know is probably my sister.
Probably your sister, that's fair.
Yeah, he'll be... No, the second person actually would be Jack. You'll be the third person I'll tell if anything happens.
Oh my god, I'm your third choice.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
You're the only three people I choose, to be honest.
Well, at least we're bad people together.
Yeah. I think that cancels it out. Isn't that what they teach you in math? Like, two negatives cancel each other out or some shit like that? I didn't pay attention.
Two negatives, divide, average,
You're already putting me to sleep with all these math words.
Transitive property, transgender property.
I'm falling asleep as you keep talking.
Oh. Okay. Good night.
Okay. And then Al just fully just, like, fall asleep.
And Avis, you know, probably is still awake for a little bit, but has fun with Avis. Has fun just, like, listening to Al start to, like, drift off.
Yeah, drift off pretty easily.
I think that's that for this scene.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Siobhan, do we want to do the one? Do we want to do the wake one?
Yeah, I guess we're doing it.
It's time. It's finally time.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I think this is, we're not the only people on the dance floor, but it's crucial that Maeve and her date are there. I think Mr. and Mrs. Monroe are also on the dance floor, and probably a couple other people. I think they start with, like, slow songs. I think they're not, like, sad slow songs or anything, but you know what I mean? I think it's, like, we're starting the party out, and it's the sun setting, and it's, like, you know, they're trying to make it atmospheric with the music, I think, is the vibe here. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I don't have any specific thoughts for how they enter the dance floor.
I think, like, as we walk out there, I think, like, Vic's going to try to, like, get a sense of, like, all right, what's the dance vibe here? Then, like, just sort of, like, read how Maeve is expecting this to go based on past experience.
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, I don't think it's, like, fancy dance steps or anything. I think it's just, like, slow dancing, but I think that... It doesn't have to be, we shuffle side to side endlessly in a boring pattern. I think Maeve does know some ballroom dances. And I think she takes, Victoria's hand and shoulder. And I think she assumes the follower position because she's shorter. But I do think she takes the initiative like she's leading, but in the way that a person who is, like, you know what I mean? The whole follower leader thing is confusing. I don't know if a follower can actually lead from that position. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think she's guiding Vic to do that, but she's not trying to take any big steps. And I think she says, we're going to take it slow, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't say that I've actually done much dancing. Sorry if it all falls apart right here. And I think, like, Vic does look kind of serious, like, looking down at their feet a bit, mm-hmm. like, every now and then, like, as the conversation is happening.
Yeah.
I think this is the time for me to use this move.
Yeah.
Kind of cute. When you try to turn someone on by being quiet and shy, like, this is a moment where Vic is, like, not being, like, the way they normally are.
Right. yes, your normal, like, air of confidence and seriousness, you're not holding that up right now.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I have to focus really hard on not fucking everything up right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll plus soft, which I have a one in. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Seven, I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
Mamma mia.
Seven. Wait, let me just make sure. Yeah, you don't have any conditions that would affect this. Your conditions are...
Yeah, the only thing that would affect this, I think, would be tired, but I think that maybe just plays into it.
Yes. Yeah, you're not holding up the facade of not being tired right now.
Yeah. So on a 7 to 9, they choose to give themselves to you, promise something they think you want, or tell you a secret about themselves or someone else. Or they let you choose one from the following list. Carry +1 forward against them for the scene, change your friendship with them, or a clue.
Oh, man. I think Maeve, I think she leans into this. I think that she has been surprised at how well she and Victoria have been getting on this day. And I think she does that thing where in like movies where people are dancing and she's like, hey, look at me. You don't have to look at our feet. And she holds Vic's stare, or tries to, and looks into their eyes. And I think she gives like a genuine like smile in a way that's like, this is not her like putting it on. This is not the, I'm on a fake date and I'm having a great time. It's like, I'm really enjoying being in this moment with you kind of smile, which when you're looking into someone's eyes is super intimate. And I think I would love to trigger Maeve's intimacy move with this.
Oh!
Yeah, I think as you do that, I think like Vic has like one of those like smirks that sort of sneaks their way out because like you don't intend to smile, but your body just sort of like reacts.
So the socialite's intimacy move. Intimacy with you is great, but really complicated. It's very nice, but things tend to happen to the people you are intimate with. When you are intimate with someone, remove a physical condition, but you give them a social or emotional condition.
Oh.
Which is convenient because you have two physical conditions, and so I can somehow trade one of those for an emotional or social condition.
All right, which one are you trading? I'm going to let you decide. What do you think is happening? All right,
the conditions that you have are smoke inhalation and tired.
That's true.
Siobhan. Maeve cures your, like, lung plaque.
Yeah. She kisses you so good that the smoke inhalation goes away.
Amen.
I mean, I think maybe...
Yeah, that's how CPR works.
After that smirk, yeah. Like, I think, yeah, she's gonna lean in and try to kiss Victoria.
Yeah, I think it happens. I think like Vic is like internally being like, oh, okay, I guess this is what's happening now. Sure.
What emotional or social condition are you taking?
I would like to take the emotional condition. Confused?
Yeah.
I'll clear tired. I think tired makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been suddenly so shocked, very awake. I'm like, huh?
I think
confused with like five question marks afterwards.
If no one has anything they want to cut the scene with here, I'll keep going.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. So I think after that kiss, she pulls away and she's like, "I'm sorry. I should have asked first. That wasn't in the brief." She says, looking down at Vic's shoulder, continuing to dance.
What do you think it's going to cost you?
I think she...
I'm not going to charge you extra.
Oof. She is...
I think Vic is now fully recovered and is into shit-eating grin territory.
She is blushing. Maybe I should roll my when you want to get intimate with someone move.
Yeah. More moves.
Why don't we use more moves?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been listening to Radiohead, haven't you? Whenever you want to get,
I have been, actually.
Whenever you get intimate with someone, you're.
Oh my fucking god!
There's a Radiohead song on Vic's season 2 playlist. Imagine what song that might be. whenever you want to get intimate with someone, lowering your emotional barriers, I think this is just like there is no facade in the facial expressions. that Maeve is providing it, and she's, you know, making eye, she goes after that, she's like making eye contact with Vic again. And let's see, what does she say? I think she says, "Would you like to do this again sometime?" And she's asking Vic on a date, like a real date. And I'm gonna roll plus soft, and Maeve soft is good. It's 2.
Hell yeah!
Oh shit!
And she got an 11.
Fuck yes.
On a 10 plus, choose one from the list, and they either choose to give themselves to you or promise something they think you want. And the list is carry plus 1 forward against them, change your friendship with them, or get a clue.
Change that friendship.
Yeah, this is the time for that.
Yeah, that's been changed.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think I'll pick that. Yeah, move that up to good friends. And then, I don't know what happens for Victoria's side, because I'm your enemy. But, there's some room in the rivals slot, so I guess I will no longer be your enemy.
That's, you know, yeah, that makes sense.
And Victoria is now Maeve's good friend instead of acquaintance. We have such a healthy relationship here.
And they were such good friends.
They were such good acquaintances.
My goal is to completely complicate everything. I'm very
it's
excited.
Already complicated.
More. I am going to choose the thing where I promise you something I think you want, which is, I think Vic's just going to be like, yeah, I would. Vic is promising you that date that you're asking about.
Yeah.
And I think that the dancing continues as it, like, it went from being a little rigid there at the start of being, like, very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a fun sort of flavor, if there is to be a pan out, the lights dim a little on your area as there is a tiny little booth in the back next to the DJ, because Linus is not a fucking DJ, but he's working with the DJ. To give y'all what seems to be an aura of privacy in this moment.
Nice.
Yes.
Already
yes,
paying
yes.
you off, paying off having you in my friends list.
Yeah, winning. Now that's how you get into the top 8 spaces.
Oh, the MySpace rivalry. What's Angel doing now?
Well, I think this is the good time for Angel to send a quick text message. That says now, and that's all it says. And I think in the distance, people hear laughter, excited yelling, and then animal noises.
No.
Yes.
And Angel's crew has just undone the gates on the petting zoo.
Oh fuck.
Oh my god.
This feels normal.
This is very normal.
Maeve is gonna get in so much trouble.
So there's just like a, little herd of alpacas running towards the food booths. Yeah.
There's one goat just like chewing on a tablecloth.
Some pigs. I guess they're probably baby pigs or something. They're like squealing.
Getting underfoot on the dance
floor. Running
down
towards the orchard to eat the apples on the ground.
Animal-themed chaos ensues. That's the extent of her plan. That's all she's doing. She's just God. Like...
Why think it any further?
That happens, that? And she's just dying of laughter in the corner.
I have a feeling this wasn't part of the planned festivities.
And I think Maeve's just, like, laughing. She's like, I can't. I'm just gonna... laugh about this and not I'm just gonna stay where I am and dance with you if you let me, and not I'm not gonna chase after some goats.
You know what? Yeah, this isn't killing the vibe.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna let it ride until the goats destroy the fucking
we're on a raised dance floor. I mean, I guess the llama could spit at us, but otherwise we're fine up here. What? Okay, what? I don't know how this how the rhythm of this scene is going to play out now with the animals everywhere.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not. No, amazing. No need to apologize.
Well, I think we could take a moment and check in on our sleepover party in the fairy circle.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They hear something in the distance.
It's definitely... Excuse me, hang on.
Getting in character.
I think it's definitely plausible we're hearing the animals. I think Avis might take the opportunity to, like... And Joe, as well, will open up a Wikipedia article about fairy circles.
Yes.
And Avis is just sort of looking... A fairy ring is a naturally occurring ring or arc of mushrooms. They are found mainly in forested areas, but also appear in grasslands. Very interesting, Al. And I think she looks over to, like, a snoring Al.
Yeah.
A great deal of folklore surrounds fairy rings. Their names in European languages often allude to supernatural origins. They are known as Rang de Sorcerie and Hexen Ring. Fairy rings thought to mark the site of witches dancing on Walpurgis Night. Fairy rings were guarded by giant bug-eyed toads that cursed those who violated the circles. Well, if there are no guardians, no cops, then no barrier to entry. And then I think what Avis will do before, I think jumping pretty quickly back, is she's going to find an incantation.
Ooh.
You demi puppets that by moonshine do the green sour ringlets make, whereof the you not bites, and you whose pastime is to make midnight mushrooms that rejoice, to hear the solemn curfew. And then Avis will trail off from there.
Yeah, I think this cantation works, right?
Yeah, and then...
Something weird happens.
I think the wind stirs. I think that's like the notable thing that happens. Yeah. Like if there was a breeze, it shifts directions or something.
Maybe even like a sheep comes over and is watching you give this speech. We see.
Oh my god, that's right.
You look up, you partway through this and look back down at your phone, but you glance up and you see like a sheep out because from the petting zoo. When it's come over to you.
Avis looks at it for a long time and just sort of goes, smiles to herself. Well, that's promising. And,
yeah, we'll say that happened in the middle of your incantation. And yeah, so the wind's picking up. I have never fully settled on what I want this to look like. So anyone feel free to add embellishments. But we're saying this is like a Wizard of the Wizard of Oz tornado type of situation is happening here. Like... Does it roll in from over the horizon? The camera zooms in on like from behind Avis's back into the sheep and then zooms out as we see above the apple trees. We can't see totally beyond the other side of a hill. A tornado, a supernatural tornado coming over.
Terrifying.
The likes of.
Does the tornado have a color?
Well, like green? Funny thing about living up in parts of the United States where tornadoes happen fairly regularly is that like there is like you can sometimes tell a tornado is coming because the sky will get a little bit green.
That's right.
So I think that happens here, and I think it happens really quickly, so it's really fucking weird.
Also it's really terrifying. It's like sunset right now, and you know the thing about the green flash, right? We're gonna pull on all the things here. But it's not actually a green flash because it's not a thing. It's going to stay green the way our tornado watch sky would. Yeah. So I don't know if the tornado is a color. Does it have any like magic color lightning in it or anything like that? Like a little Once Upon a Time television show? I don't know if anybody has any thoughts.
If it's like, I wonder if there's like a sparkle to it.
Maybe like it shimmers like a little.
Like a mica sheen, like for some reason the air doesn't, it's not, the air doesn't feel thick necessarily, but I think there is like, just for some reason, if you like what's the word? Just sort of like rub your fingers.
Static together. Electricity.
Yeah. Some, and then, but it's like a very noticeably shiny sort of experience. Right.
And I think we see apples from the ground and from the trees getting sucked up into it. Mm. Also, as it comes over, I think, I mean, I don't think, maybe we're not going to see it linger on it, but I think Avis and it's going to envelop the fairy circle, right? Like,
yeah, it's definitely going to get there first. That's like the direction it's coming from.
Yeah.
I am going to get taken first. Absolutely. Yeah. And then.
And I'll still asleep, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. Where's Angel?
I feel like Angel was just kind of laughing among the tree line and watching the chaos, and now with the sky changing, she is probably reacting relatively appropriately to inclement weather and trying to gather her crew and, like, get the fuck out.
Where is your crew?
Like, oh shit, guys. Everywhere.
First the ghost and now everywhere. This? Are you kidding me?
They're all
Angel,
fucking
I thought you
everywhere.
Said this was going to be fun.
This was not fun. This was not fun. I think she's just kind of like texting her crew to be like, y'all, sky's getting fucky. Bad weather, get inside. And like running for, I don't know, parking lot. She's going to hide in Vic's car. She's going to run for Vic's car. That's a pretty sturdy building.
Okay, then I think that I feel like it hits the dance floor before it gets you, then. I feel like the parking lot is farther from the fairy ring than the dance floor and the audio technical booth is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, the people, this is a magical storm. I don't know if the people on the dance floor are, like, are aware of it in enough time to get off the dance floor. I don't know.
I don't know how far we could get, but I think if, like, Vic spots this happening, Vic is going to, like, stop suddenly.
Right.
And, like, Maeve might be confused at first if this is the way it goes. But I think if it comes down to it and Vic sees this with any chance to react, I think they're just going to, like, pick you up and start, like, running for a bit of shelter or something.
Yeah, maybe it's just that, like, you are facing the right way to see it and Maeve wasn't.
Yeah.
Which is why you're able to react. Yeah, but I think before you get to shelter, we get scooped up.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think we get, like, safe. I definitely think it's, like, the most we could get to is, like, a gazebo, and that's not going to help.
So you're holding Maeve.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Linus, what happens to you before you get scooped up, too?
It's a great question, because he probably gets this text.
Oh yeah, I added you to the group chat.
Yeah. Otherwise, if he wasn't added to the group chat, I think he would have been sucked immediately. And there would have been no saving him.
He would have been sucked.
Immediately. Exactly.
No chance.
No question. As it stands, he doesn't really know, like, I think looking for shelter is like the thing that he will do, but there's no buildings around, right? So
there's like little booths and stuff, but yeah, you're not going to be able to reach the farmhouse in time to get inside it.
Okay, then he's definitely going to attempt to go to the parking lot also.
Yep.
And then also probably messaging the group chat while running, because he can do it one-handed.
Right, you're the tech geek. You're so good at typing.
Yeah. extremely good one-hand type speed, as if that was ever going to come in handy for any other niche purpose. And it's something along, the text says something along the lines of, I'm just like accidental, all caps, headed to the lot.
Yep.
I love an accidental.
And you get enveloped in the magic tornado and sucked off your feet.
Mm.
Amen.
So you're inside Vic's car, Angel.
Yeah, so it's the sturdiest thing around.
The whole car gets sucked up into the tornado is now picking up all the cars in the parking lot.
Mistakes were made.
And we pull the curtain on season one, I guess. We'll be right back.
Avis Nom is played by Josephine. You can find her at ScaryDogFriend on Twitter, and you can find her producing on Nameless Domain and Bad House RPG. El Alvarez is played by Ribby. You can find Ribby on Twitter at RibbySauce. Faiz Warada is played by Indy, who also made the music for the show. You can find Indy on Twitter at Citizen_Mask. Maeve Monroe is played by Siobhan. You can find her on Twitter at SpellboundMage, on co-host at Siobhan, and you can watch her video game streams on twitch.tv/runawaysorcery. Victoria Castelli is played by Cassidy, who also edits the show and the website. You can find Cassidy on Twitter at MadLobotanist, and on co-host at Lobotanist. Angel Perez is played by Rem. You can find her on Blue Sky, Tumblr, and itch.io, all under the username RemSpeedwagon, as well as at remspeedwagon.card.co. Linus Centra is played by Netta or Amir. You can find them at trans_father on Twitter and transfather on Blue Sky. Someplace to Be can be found on Twitter and co-host at Someplace to Be, and on our website, someplacetobe.neocities.org.
You elves of hills, brooks, standing lakes and groves, and you that on the sands with printless foot do chase the ebbing Neptune, and do fly him when he comes back. You demi-puppets that by moonshine do the green sour ringlets make, whereof the you not bites, and you whose pastime is to make midnight mushrooms, that rejoice to hear the solemn curfew, by whose aid, weak masters though you be, I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azured vault set roaring war, to the dread rattling thunder have I given fire, and rifted Jove's stout oak with his own bolt. The strong-based promontory have I made shake, and by the spurs plucked up the pine and cedar. Graves at my command have waked their sleepers. Up head, and let them forth by my so potent art. But this rough magic I hear abjure, and when I have required some heavenly music, which even now I do, to work mine end upon their senses that this airy charm is for, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth and deeper than did ever plummet sound. I'll drown my book.